To better understand why the conversation over guns can be so polarizing, our partners at Guns in America have been asking people to consider, when you look at a gun, what do you see? Reporter Heath Druzin caught up with an Idaho activist one recent morning as she was getting her kids ready for school.
You guys, your eggs are ready. Did you want Russell for your game? Is that what you were calling?
Yeah. So my name's Jenny Lingle, and I live in Boise, Idaho.
It's Friday morning, and Jenny's house is buzzing with the sounds of young children. Her daughters and a friend sit at the kitchen table, chatting between bites of breakfast. Her kids are what got Jenny into activism.
I started volunteering with Moms Demand Action about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
As we talk, Jenny's daughters, Ruby and Lucy, and their friend Hannah, run underfoot while Jenny butters toast and serves eggs. Jenny says when she first started to volunteer, she was
just feeling pretty helpless and overwhelmed by the amount of gun violence that was going on. And I just don't think it has to be this way. I don't think we have to live in a country where people shoot each other all the time.
Most days, Jenny works as a nurse at a local hospital. But on days like today, she's half of an elementary school carpool, getting her two daughters and their friend ready for school.
Anna, you are hungry, girlfriend.
I think that experience of having a child changes you in every possible way. I'm a fourth-generation Idahoan. I've grown up in Idaho for most of my life. I've lived in lots of rural parts of the state. So I was born in Haley, Idaho, lived in Dietrich, Idaho.
Holiday season, loop dee doo.
Haley and Dietrich are small towns on the doorstep of Idaho's backcountry.
I grew up around guns. I come from a huge hunting and sport shooting family. Dad, stepdad, brothers, much of their free time revolves around it. They own a lot of guns. So growing up, we had a lot of guns in our house, but they were always locked in a big gun safe in my parents' closet. So I never saw them unless they were being brought out for hunting or sports shooting. I never saw a gun just laying around. I remember after my first daughter was born in 2012, I was on maternity leave still. I got in the car to drive to get groceries with her one day and turned on the radio, and Sandy Hook had just happened. And I just remember this like deep, deep sorrow and just this pit of fear that I just could not imagine losing my child, especially to gun violence.
We pretend we don't have a mom.
When you do look at a gun, what do you see now?
I do not buy into the fact that all guns are dangerous or that all people with guns are dangerous. I think when I see a gun in a public place, I experience fear. I have that response of, why is that person carrying a gun in public? When I see someone out in the woods hunting with a gun, or I see a hunting rifle being loaded up into a truck for hunting, I think, oh, fun. Contextually, it matters to me where that gun is and where it's being carried and what it's being used for.
Love you so much. Have a great day, Hannah. Have a good pajama party.
In Idaho, we have a problem with suicide, and that problem revolves around suicide with firearms.
Idaho has one of the highest suicide rates in the nation, and firearm is by far the most common method.
And so I do think there is an undercurrent to even Idaho gun culture that isn't being talked about fairly, and that's that piece, that suicide by firearm, and what do we need to be doing differently.
And it's not a problem unique to Idaho. Less than a quarter of Americans can correctly identify suicide as being responsible for the most gun deaths.
We are losing a lot of our people to suicide by firearm, particularly our men in rural Idaho.
For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzin.